Morning, July the 24th. What time is it? It's like 8:20. Eight ten a.m. on Sunday morning, July the 24th, 2016. I'm still walking. Came out today. I got slept in. It's really too hot. It's only about 68 degrees, but the sun is set to stun already this morning. So I'm enjoying the little patches of shade here. The early part of the neighborhood walk. That last half, three quarters of a mile, half mile there is going to be a bit ugly, but I didn't want to miss a day. I'm trying to be mindful. I'm trying to be in the moment. I'm trying to be aware of my schedule, aware of my structure, aware of the things that help me stay on track. Yesterday was only a 4K day. I only got 4,000 words in. I'm sitting at 90,000 words. And we're at the big confrontation. We haven't yet, or the beginning of the final confrontation. The answers are coming fast and furious. We need to get through and figure out what's going on. And get Natalia home to the Peregrine so she can continue with her adventure in the next book. But I only got 4,000 words yesterday instead of 5. I lost a couple of hours in the afternoon. We went to see Ghostbusters. The younger progeny wanted to see Ghostbusters. My wife decided that yesterday was going to be the day. So we went to see Ghostbusters. Good morning. So that chewed a couple of hours out of the middle of the day. It was fun. I don't regret going. It was one of those movies a lot of people are talking about, so getting to go see it in the big screen. There's so many Easter eggs in it. There's so many little nods to the original Ghostbuster movies. Good morning. It was a great deal of fun. I enjoyed it immensely. I've heard a lot of people complain about the Leslie Jones, it's her name, Patty character. But it has to sort of, in order to maintain the right vibe, I really like the fact that she knew, she wasn't necessarily, a lot of who's, oh yeah, the wisecracking street smart. No, actually, she's just smart. She's the historian in the group. She knows all of the history of all of the places in New York City. She brought a level of, I thought she brought a lot to the story overall. Way beyond the comedic over the top. Because she was. But she certainly did not have a corner on that market at all. as a story, it was a typical Hollywood story. It was a... It was a typical horror story. It was a start with horror and goes downhill from there. But, no, not really. It was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it. Somebody was complaining that... I saw a takedown, rather, of somebody who was complaining that the... What's his name? Chris Helmsworth? Chris Helms, the Thor guy, anyway. He just was there for eye candy, and the takedown was brilliant. It's like, oh, really? Sole character that matches your genre is only on screen for objectification and visual amusement, and that bothers you. I love the takedown. And the character is... Yeah, the character is painfully stupid. Which I enjoyed greatly. Some interesting cameos. I liked the cameos. Some, lots of Easter eggs. I feel bad about the Easter eggs in my books. For a 75-minute, 90-minute movie, that was just a metric buttload of Easter eggs. So, yeah, it was fun. It cost me 2 hours of writing time. The 2 hours cost me about 1,000 words. But, you know what? It was good to get out. It was good to get my brain moving in a different direction for a change. I don't regret it. The only thing I do regret is that we were late. We were walking in just at showtime, and the line at the popcorn stand was out the door. And I regret that I did not get my popcorn. I could make my own popcorn. I may have to do that today just because I missed it yesterday. I also lost a bunch of time earlier in the day because I had to do a grocery run. I had to get some food. We didn't have any. And some of the things that I need to cook with, like butter, completely gone. We needed some bread. Just basic food group things that So I lost an hour earlier in the day as well, but I needed to do that. I don't know what I'm going to put in. I've got to, it's early enough in the day. I've got a chicken I can barbecue, a whole chicken that I can put in the pit. I might do that. I have to set a timer to remind me to check the fire periodically. Hot as this day is, my pit is black metal, and I don't really need a lot of heat to get the inside of that thing above 180 degrees. Particularly when the ambient temperature is close to 100. It was ghastly yesterday afternoon. I thought we were going to melt from the time we left the theater to the time we got to the car. Now, granted, I was parked in the next county because we got there late and all the closing parking spots were taken. So it was quite a hike get across the parking lot and into the car. But yikes, that was warm. So, you know, when the ambient temperature is 100 degrees, I only need enough heat to push it up to 180, 185. So, yeah, it's not going to take a lot of fire today to get this thing cooking. Monk post. Kind of hate to fire it up just for a single chicken, but the other side of that is that we probably won't even finish the four of us. We probably won't even finish the chicken. So there'll be barbecue leftovers for tomorrow. And I'm talking real barbecue, not grill. I do a lot of grilling. I do a lot of grilling on charcoal. I've got so spoiled by cooking with charcoal instead of briquettes, instead of the usual, like, Kingsford briquettes. I can actually taste the difference. And I much prefer the briquettes, the charcoal. Wow. Yeah, I'm out late today, I can tell. The little patches of shade here. I'm headed east. I did slap the monk post, I know I did. I have some little pools of shade to walk in, but I'm looking ahead and there's nothing between me and the corner now. It's like, yikes. Well, maybe. I don't have too far to go in the burning heat of the sun, searing my flesh as I speak. No, it's not that bad. It is not that. So, yeah, the story is unfolding. It's unfolding quickly. I've just sort of stopped trying to shape it. I just type really fast. And when I find myself slowing down, I end the chapter and move along to the next chapter. What happens next? And the next chapter is what happens next. It's kind of, I suspect the story is overly convoluted here at the end. I don't care. I need to get to the end. I need to find out how it ends. I need to find out where this is going. And then I can go back. I can go back. Once I've got it all together, I can go back and figure out where the actual plot is, as opposed to all of the plot bunnies that are springing up left and right. There's this story going around about a mega hauler, about a huge new class of freighter that is allegedly coming out of the Manchester yards with massive new engines. And these are not the 88s that we saw in Ashes, but they might well be related to them. So I haven't decided yet where and how this is all going to roll out. But the idea of a new class of freighter, something that holds five times what bulk haulers like the Barbel can drag, something that has the potential for the same amount of cargo mass as five tankers, but that can spend space 5 or 6 or 7 Burleson units at a jump. Good morning. And these are the Zeta drives. These drives that they need to push these big ships. They're new Burleson units. And Manchester is working with the Burleson Corporation to develop these drives. But so far all they are is rumors. So far all they are is, well, maybe, yeah, coming eventually someday. But there are already spare parts out there. So the Burleson Corporation is already pushing spare parts out into, at least into Dunsany Roads. We don't know if they're anywhere else. But why do you need spare parts if there aren't any ships? And the idea that there might soon be ships, given that nobody has actually reported building a behemoth like this, is what's going on? Which is where these rumors in toehold space begin to take life. So I'm having a good time with this story. It's a larger story, it's a larger arc. There's an interesting group of young women, I think, doing the lunge steps. Take a step and bend the knee and lower themselves as they walk along. Not exactly normal behavior, although I find myself almost irresistibly drawn to finishing my walk as one of the members of Band of the Bold. If you haven't seen Band of the Bold, look it up on YouTube. You will have a smile on your face for the rest of the day. Once you get beyond the, what in the hell? It's great fun. Great fun. Ah, shit. Yes, here I am. I am back. So here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.